What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. He's so patriotic, his liver stands for the national anthem. Author of American Crusade, Fox and Friends, Weekend co-host Pete Hegseth. There he is, all those flags. He claims he's deplorable, but I think he's adorable. Co-host of the Deplorables Tour, and now on Fox Nation, comedian Terrence K. Williams. She lives her life by one code. That codes are stupid, so drink tequila. Host of Sincerely Cat on Fox Nation, Kat Timpf. And to him, mountains are molehills. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus. They came from a quarry, now they are the quarry. What a great lead. A bad week for people made of stone. Protesters in Portland tore down statues of Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. D.C. protesters went after Andrew Jackson. And in San Francisco, vandals toppled a statue of U.S. Grant. That's Ulysses S. Grant. Guess that's the thanks he gets for defeating the Confederacy. Remember when Trump predicted this in 2017 and this guy mocked him?
I noticed that Stonewall Jackson's coming down. I wonder, is it George Washington next week? And is it Thomas Jefferson the week after? You know, you really do have to ask yourself, where does it stop?
Okay, well, I'll tell you where it stops. Somewhere.
That didn't age well, Oliver. He's kind of a cross between Harry Potter and Benjamin Button. Anyway, the guy who saw this coming wants prison time for these losers. But what about as far as Democrats are concerned?
As far as Democrats are concerned, I think they could care less whether or not it happens.
Yeah, they're not saying much. So perhaps it won't stop with statues of presidents. If that's true, I have suggestions for future targets. What about Michelangelo's David? The dude's been exposing himself to millions of people for years. He's a pervert. What about Bob's Big Boy? Straight up fat shaming. A very shiny face. Pizza Hut? Nomadic cultures live in huts, and you want to sell pizza out of them? It's disgusting. Caesar salad, named for a bloodthirsty dictator? No, thank you. Crazy bread? Making light of mental illness? I won't eat it. And the Karate Kid, which appropriated Japanese self-defense methods to terrorize teens in the San Fernando Valley. We can't forget that. All right, Pete. When you look at the statue pullers, I've actually never seen a sadder group of people. They're mostly these pasty, white, homely individuals.
Homely.
And it just, it's true. And I can't help but wonder.
Worst of all, they're not hot.
I didn't say they were.
Or jacked.
They're not jacked.
Or jacked.
No, it's weird, though. I'm wondering, is it the chicken or the egg? Are just unlikable, repulsive people gravitate towards annoying activism? Or does activism create the annoying person?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think they probably gravitate toward it. A lot of time in their parents' basement, a lot of time on the internet, a lot of rabbit holes, not a lot of weightlifting sets down there or sunshine. So when they find themselves on the street, they find a bunch of other people to grab a few ropes and try to pull statues down. First of all, don't touch my Pizza Hut, Greg. Appropriate all they want. It's my favorite pizza on the planet. The president was precisely correct 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. We have no idea where this ends. And it is precisely because they hate America, because they see America as defined by her sins, as opposed to what we have overcome over all these many years. I mean, there's a statue of Vladimir Lenin. I believe it's in Seattle or Portland. I mean, take your pick. They're not tearing that one down. They're living by that ideology. And George Washington, they're talking about wanting to tear down statues of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Anything that could be a symbol of Western civilization is something they want to destroy. You can't negotiate with these people. You can't say, well, you know what? Let's sit down and talk about marginal tax rates. No, they want to topple the United States of America. The president should go even stronger than he has so far.
You got Washington. You got Jackson. Who's next? The Jeffersons? If they take that off the air, all hell breaks loose. Hey, Kat, I have a joke for you. Do you want to hear my joke?
I would love to.
Okay. What did Drew Carey say to the Price is Right contestant dressed as a statue?
What?
Come on down.
There you go. There you go. You know, that's my question. So, all right.
Can I go to commercial?
I'll leave it wide open. Look, I'm just with the statue stuff.
I'm sorry.
I'm not a statue gal myself. I think they're a little tacky. It's just like, why is this human in bronze and gold, mm-hmm. whatever? But when it comes to these statues, I also know I'm a white lady, right?
Yeah.
And so I don't know what it's like to see a statue of a person and know that person had enslaved my ancestors during that time. My family didn't go. I mean, my family wasn't even here. We were in Poland. It's neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. But on the one hand, you people say this is traumatizing. It's not okay to have this here, these people on the left. But then they're the same people who will say it's so wrong that we are ignoring ugly things in our country's history and whitewashing our country's history. And that is a part of our country's history and our country's reality. So I just want to know, which is it and what do we do? I'd like to have conversations about, okay, what now that that's on fire, or what do we do
right.
about it?
Yeah. Terrence, at a certain point, are people just going to say we've had enough and this could get, like, what if we start, like, okay, you take down that statue, we're going to take down one of yours? And then it's like Scott Adams calls it like a giant game of chess. Everybody's like taking each other's pieces.
You know, they should be taking down Ronald McDonald, because let's be honest, he is one step away from blackface. I mean, this is getting ridiculous, you know? And I heard that there is a petition out to take down Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
Now, let's be honest. These lazy, loony liberals, they can have their project. I give them 2 days, maybe 3 seconds, and they will give up.
Yes.
You know, this is ridiculous. And we shouldn't be trying to erase history at all. You know, yes, white people own slaves, but white people also free slaves also. You know, let's not live in the past. We are, you know, we can remember the past, but we don't need to live in the past. You know, mm-hmm. we have came so far. Martin Luther King, this man died so that we can all be united, you know, and they're taking us back and we need to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Tyrus, you could probably remove statues without any help. What is your feeling on these statues?
I flipped a car in college one time, and sorry.
Was it a white car?
Matter of fact, it was. I was playing Burt Bacharach, and I just had it. I'm going to be honest. I get, you know, you want to take down the Jesus statue because he invented wine, which I'm sure caused alcoholism. So, but here's the deal. I think a lot of the Confederate statues need to go. But what I don't think needs to go, I don't think anyone has the right to destroy public property.
Right.
I don't think anyone has the right to put a rope on something and tear it down. You're no different than a rioter or a looter. You're not protesting anything. You're defaming property. You're causing destruction. You're bringing violence supposedly to stop violence. So nothing gets settled with that. So anyone who does those things needs to be arrested and charged. Like there needs to be restitution. No one in this country has the right to go destroy or defame something. You don't like it, you do it the proper channels, you get it voted out, you get a petition. If you want to protest around it, great, no problem with that. But you don't put your hands on property. You're not doing anything but being quote unquote a thug, regardless of your color. That's what you are. And if I decided that, you know what, I really don't like the fact that I have to pay for my food, so I'll just go in a restaurant and go out in the kitchen, take what I want and walk out. You know, that I don't have the right to do that. I can't do that. So, again, it's no difference. Like, this, it's appalling to me that we're sitting around acting like, oh, they tore a statue down. Everyone on that video should then have a nice, glossy 8x10 like this and like this. Like, that's exactly how it should be. You don't put your hands on nothing in this country.
Yeah. Although I think you could probably go into any restaurant you want, Tyrus, and get and eat. And I think
but
you
I still got to pay.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Is your feline mate making it harder to date? A new study from Colorado State University finds that men who like cats may be less likely to get a date. Researchers showed hundreds of women photos of two guys, both pictured with and without a cat. Turns out when shown the cat-free picture, 38% of the women said they were likely to date him. But the same guy holding a cat, all the women violently threw up. Not really. Just 33% of the women would give him a shot. Apparently, men holding cats are viewed as less masculine and more neurotic. Interesting. But what if the dude's cat is a total jerk? So, Kat, you like cats. You like cats and you like men. What's wrong with a man and a cat?
Look, I have dated many men with cats. Mm-hmm. I mean, dated as millennial. Dating is more of a spectrum, truly, for our generation, oftentimes. But even one man who had very, I would say, very, very many cats. And from what I see from his Instagram, they actually keep multiplying. They reproduce on their own. He has very many cats. But the cats were not why things didn't work out. I think it's fine to love cats. I love my cat. I love all cats. Men with cats, you know, you're all great. You're doing a great job, even if you have like 40 cats.
I disagree. 40. You know, Pete, I think this is Pete, this is like a tell. Taking care of a cat isn't really a commitment because the cat takes care of itself. It's like your dog is a vacuum cleaner, but the cat is a Roomba. You know, dog, you got to push it around. Cat does its own pushing while it's staring at you. I don't like that.
That's
staring.
A dog is a kid. And I have 7 kids. And if I wanted another one, I would get a dog. Okay. I love, listen, I'm a cat guy all the way. I'm cat over dog all the time. I do think though, I am. Although I listen, dogs are predictable. They're easy. I'm not against people liking dogs, but cats, you got to really build a rapport with.
Yes.
They're interesting. They're intriguing. I'm a big fan. Now, whether they help with dating, Kat, I got to question your judgment of sticking around with a guy who had 40 cats.
He has 40 cats now. He only had like 10 cats at the time.
You know what's ironic, Kat? You know what's ironic, Kat? There was only one cat he wanted. It was a Persian thing
Such
he found
writer.
On the street. Tyrus.
Yes.
What's your analysis, wisdom?
Okay, first of all, I thought neurotic and unmasculine was the new masculine.
That's true.
I thought that was the new thing, that being a big, giant, weightlifting sportaholic was completely unattractive. So I'm very glad to be out the game. 3 things I don't care about in this world, and I think Pete will back me up here, is
100%.
One, a profile on a dating site, owning cats, because I have kids to look after. Together, you and I have a baker's dozen, Pete. And two, fellas, if you really want to date and you have to go on the internet, that should be a red flag. Not to date. Focus on your career. You don't want this.
That is so true.
You don't want this. You don't want it. Marriage life, kids, dating, responsibility. Nat, you don't want none of that.
He also had bullfrogs.
Build your empire. Take this note, get it to my friends. Tell them I'm okay. You don't want this. Stay off the internet. Go
Terrence,
work out.
Terrence, last word to you. Can you, again, tie this to loony liberals?
Listen, real men do not take pictures with cats and put them in their
Church.
Dating profile. You're not looking for a girlfriend taking a picture with a cat. That is clearly a loony liberal. if you want to, listen, if you want to get a girlfriend, take a picture with a champagne bottle. Take a picture with me. The ladies love me. They love some chocolate. But taking a picture with a cat, come on, grow a pair.
Yeah. Grow a pair of cats. There you go.
They
I don't
multiply.
Know what that means.
Pictures with ATMs work, too.
Yes.
Take a picture at an ATM.
I'm about to buy
somebody else's car.
Women. Yeah. Dating
cat?
Site.
Take
I'm just picturing
a
dating
with
site
a
with a guy holding wads of cash. I don't think I'd be into that.
All right. Thanks to Pete Hegseth, Terrence K. Williams, good first shot. Catherus, Tyrus, I'm Greg Gutfeld, and I love you, America. I do.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in freefall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.